Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night edition, and we're kicking off the third hour of tonight's show.
The exciting third hour.
Oh, the third hour is always exciting.
Yes,
I mean,
it is.
The show gets ramped up. We try to make it entertaining all the way throughout, but somehow there's some magic that happens in the third hour. It's like we really get going, the calls start rolling in, and we do have a bunch of calls on the line. So with you tonight, it's me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
You can visit our website at freetalklive.com. If you're looking for a way to help out Free Talk Live that's totally free, all you have to do is check out shop.freetalklive.com. There you'll find our affiliate links to Amazon, Newegg, and some other places. And if you have some shopping to do on those websites, you can enter through Free Talk Live's portal, and it basically will give Free Talk Live a free tip. It'll give us a little referral fee without changing your purchase price at all, so it's totally free to you. So just takes a small moment of your time, so why not do it? And it really helps Free Talk Live. Brian, you and I don't get any of that money, but we do it because we want to help Free Talk Live, and it really does help them continue to grow Free Talk Live.
So, absolutely, but it's a product I believe in, so please.
There you go. We wouldn't be here if we didn't believe in Free Talk Live.
That's right.
So shop.freetalklive.com. And our phone number tonight is 855-450-FREE. You can also call us on Skype. LRN.FM is our Skype handle, LRN.FM. And Brian, let's kick off this hour by going straight to the phone, shall we?
Awesome.
Let's talk to Matula, listening in Washington. Hey, Matula, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing well.
Good. How you doing, Matula?
Mind?
I'm doing good. Hey, I think the reason all the attention has been diverted from the Bradley Manning situation is perfect timing. You know what I'm saying? All that fiasco yesterday, you know what I'm saying? The media is controlling that. That's what that was all about. Perfect.
Are you talking about the verdict on the George Zimmerman thing?
Yeah. Exactly. Perfect. It's diversion of attention. You know what I'm saying? That's all it is.
Yeah, I could see that. You know, there was a case a couple of years back where actually it was when Michael Jackson died, which was kind of a personal tragedy to me. But at the same time that he died, a lot in Libya, we were like, I mean, you know, a lot of U.S. action was happening
in Libya. That's when they were going into Libya. Yeah, diversion of attention, man.
Yeah.
Perfect timing.
I mean, you know, you're absolutely right. I mean, I'm not saying they killed Michael Jackson to do it, but they definitely, my opinion, they definitely concentrated on MJ's death and his funeral, the whole business, to keep your eyes off Libya.
Well, there's potentially always some other news story that the news can focus on if the government's doing something kind of ugly, you know, that they don't necessarily want to focus on because they're kind of very beholden to
it. I actually called Ian on Friday, and I told him that the dude was going to get not guilty. It's diversion of attention. You know what I'm saying? It's divide and conquer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's really all it is.
I see what you're saying, Matula.
Thanks for you guys' time.
Thanks so much for calling tonight. Appreciate your thoughts.
Yeah, thank you, Matula.
And let's talk now with Alex, listening in Knoxville, Tennessee. Hey, Alex, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, folks. I guess I was just going to add a... talk about a subject that I had talked about with you, Stephanie, before, many moons ago. I felt kind of like Brian is kind of lumping a lot of religion together when he probably shouldn't here.
Okay.
The whole idea he was talking about, you know, people are religious because they want to seek justice. I think the spectrum of religion is too broad for anyone to try and, you know, kind of pigeonhole it like that and make broad generalizations. I just think that the reason why I'm a religious person has really nothing to do with justice. And I think, you know, I always reference back to the Bill Maher Religious movie. It kind of takes this mindset that, well, the only religions there really are the Judeo-Christian religions. That dominates everything. While that may be the most prevalent thing in this country, that's not representative of, you know, there's a good chunk of people out there that doesn't represent at all.
I would agree.
By the way, I did not like that movie. Like, I'm an atheist, and I didn't like it. It was very mocking.
Same here. That went in so many ways too far.
Yeah, but I I can see where you're coming from, Alex. I think there are probably lots of different reasons why people are interested in religion. And what about you, Brian? I mean, this is sort of directed towards you.
Yeah, no, and I appreciate you calling, to say that, and I understand what you mean. And this is something I have a hard time with because, like, there, one of my biggest, let's take Christianity, for example. One of my biggest problems with Christianity is conservatism, the rampant conservatism that holds not just women, but men down as well in many ways.
That leaks into the political system.
Yeah, that turns into laws that affect, everyday people. Anyway, I know that there's... No, go ahead. Hold on just a second. I know there's Christians who are liberal or who are socially liberal, who are very supportive of a lot of these things. But I feel like I would have to lay out like this really long disclaimer a lot of times, and it's something I'm wrestling with. So your point is kind of valid, and I appreciate you. Go ahead if you had more.
I certainly agree that there's a lot of that goes on, and it disgusts me as much as, as people who aren't religious, I believe. It is disheartening, but I feel like there's kind of a condescending tone that a lot of times atheists refer to things. I deal with this pretty often because a lot of my friends are pretty, strident atheists, but... They don't necessarily understand my spirituality, which isn't a Judeo-Christian one, but it's generally the way our attitude is more or less. If you're not hurting anybody, then what does that matter? I mean, it's a very voluntarist kind
of
approach.
Are you pagan?
Most of the time. Yes, well, of a sort.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, honestly, I've looked into, sort of neo-paganism, I guess, or Wicca. Mm-hmm. And the thing that I really liked about it, or that initially interested me in it many years ago, was the credo of, and it harm none, do as thou will. It's basically a live and let live. It's like a
right.
libertarian
yeah,
thing.
My particular stripe of it is more, it tries to be a little bit more historically based on, just like actual practices than, say, Wicca, which is more just kind of an amalgamation of a lot of different things.
Yeah.
And another thing that bothers me about Wicca a lot of times is it's a little more hierarchical than my taste. I feel like that, within my group, we have sort of a natural hierarchy based on the people that we defer to because we know what their field of knowledge about a certain thing is, and the people are kind of natural leaders, we kind of defer to them because we understand that they have the ability and the capability of leadership within the group or whatever, anything like that. That's
sure.
sort of the way
Serious
we operate.
Question. I don't mean to sound ignorant when I say this, but I think of Tennessee as a pretty... I guess heavily Christian place, especially Knoxville, Tennessee.
Oh,
is it difficult to be a pagan in the midst of Knoxville, Tennessee?
I would say generally it's not. I'm not going around spouting everything I espouse to everyone. I generally because of the particular nature of my little sect here. I'm very, very interested in sort of local folk traditions and everything, and more or less trying to incorporate that into my spirituality, because I always say I got 200 years worth of bones in the dirt, and what those people believe is just as important as what the people believe, 1,000 years before them. I may be, maybe I don't worship the same God that they worship. But I'm very interested to hear what those people have to say. It has, I guess, a little bit to do with the history buff in me,
Sure. No, I certainly have a history buff in me, too. And now I'm curious, why do you believe what you believe? Is it for personal empowerment, perhaps?
It's kind of the best way to explain it would be to... It kind of reverberates for me as a way to connect to my ancestors and...
Connecting to your ancestors, yeah. I think I heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Alex, thank you for calling in tonight, Alex. Appreciate your thoughts. And this is Free Talk Live. 855-453 is our number. There's more coming up. Stay tuned.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-921-5663. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-921-5663. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-921-5663. That's 1-800-921-5663.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition, and it's Stephanie here with you tonight.
And Brian.
And we are taking your calls at 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-FREE. Bring up anything that's on your mind. You can also call us on Skype. LRN.FM is our Skype handle. And you can visit our website, which is freetalklive.com. There you'll find basically a way to suggest stories that you think are interesting or important as show prep for the show. Free Talk Live has a Reddit that's integrated with the front page of freetalklive.com, and you can post stories there. People will vote them up or down, and the ones that have the most upvotes will make it to the top of the page. And a lot of times we will check that out for show prep. And definitely people come and visit the site and see those stories too. So it's a great way to get attention for your cause if it's popular enough and it flies with the crowd. And hey, the Free State Project is over 70% of the way to reaching its goal of 20,000 people who have stated their intent to move to New Hampshire to exert the fullest practical effort towards the creation of a society where the maximum role of civil government is the protection of life, liberty, and property. If you're tired of the constant growth of government intrusion in your area, sign up at freestateproject.org. And the Free State Project is an organization that you and I are both pretty fond of, right, Brian?
Yeah, we are. And, well, I mean, we are participants.
Yeah, we are participants. That's why we're here in New Hampshire.
That's
I moved
right.
here in 2006. You moved here in 2011?
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, we both moved here because we wanted to be more free than we were. And
absolutely.
I moved from Massachusetts. You moved from New York. And would you say that you're more free living in New Hampshire?
Oh, definitely more free.
Yeah. So if that interests you, New Hampshire is a great place to live. You'll have a community. The community aspect of the Free State Project really appeals to me as well.
Yeah, it might be the best thing.
And you can see their brand new redesigned website at freestateproject.org. Over 70% of the way towards reaching that goal of having 20,000 people who are pledging to move to New Hampshire if 19,999 others do as well and get more free. So one more time, freestateproject.org. And you can call and ask us questions about it at 855-450-FREE.
Yeah.
We do have a call on the line. Let's talk to Scott listening in Asheville, North Carolina on 570 AM. Hey, Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey there. I just wanted to say, first of all, thanks so much for y'all's radio show. And y'all are basically the only, like, real type of people, at least in my area. We have, like, Ed Schultz and Stephanie Miller, and then on the other side, Rush Limbaugh, Sean
Hannity. Oh, boy.
To me, that's like, to hear you guys is real refreshing. To me, all those people are like, you know, two sides of the same coin type of deal.
Yeah, but, thank you so much. I'm glad you're enjoying the show.
Yeah, very much so. Thank you. I just wondered real quick, I've been, for the last, like, 10 years, I've been thinking or hearing about cell phones causing brain cancer, and I've just heard something more recently on one of the major networks, and I've just, you know, I just kind of wanted to see if y'all know any research on that. For years and years, I keep telling myself I'm going to get a Bluetooth, or I hear they make these things called shields with a little magnet in it. But anyways, yeah, I just wanted to know y'all's opinion on how serious y'all think that is.
Wow, I haven't heard anything new on that front. The last I had read, I heard that there were some, you know, sort of large population-based studies about brain cancer and cell phone use, and they were pretty inconclusive. I mean, first of all, it's hard.
Like on the,
Oh, I was just going to say, it's hard. You can't really do a controlled study. You can't, like, randomize a group of people and say, here, you have a cell phone and always talk on your left ear, and you don't have a cell phone and never put anything near your head. And so there's a lot of confounding variables, and it's difficult to tell. And also, the rates of brain cancer are low, so there's not much information to go on to say, like, yeah, the cell phones are causing brain cancer or anything. So I'm just not sure.
One thing real quick is I remember when Senator Ted Kennedy had brain cancer and he ended up passing away. I was watching, like, I think it was Larry King on CNN, but they had like five brain surgeons from New York that at the very end they said, you know, do you or would you talk on the cell phone without any kind of protection? And of those five, I believe I believe it was four out of five said no, they would not. And these guys were brain surgeons. So it's been on the major news networks recently. I think there's some new stuff. It's always inconclusive, but they always kind of say, you know, I kind of look at it like cigarette companies, you know, 40 years ago or whatever. I think they're going to try to hide that information because it's such big business that, you know, I don't know if we'll ever get the true information.
Yeah, I'm sure if there were any health effects, they probably would try to cover it up.
And that's a pretty good analogy, perhaps, because, I mean, with the cigarette companies, they were in the 30s, they were putting up billboards, effectively, that said smoking was good for your breathing. You know? I mean, so...
Wow.
They have doctors in magazines that are posing with, you know, smoking a cigarette.
Right.
Take a load off.
Right.
Yeah, it helps you lose weight, right?
Yeah. I mean, I've heard some recent stories where people are coming out with, you know, maybe some slightly more conclusive data, but again, it is always, you know, inconclusive. But there are people, you know, making the claims that cell phones is the biggest en masse scientific experiment ever done, you know, on a population because...
Well, not only do people, you know, talk on the cell phone, I mean, actually, honestly, I have a smartphone and I don't typically use it mostly for making calls. I use it for checking my email, doing all kinds of things with different apps. And, you know, I sleep with it on my night table, which is kind of near my head at night in the bed. And then sometimes I have it, I walk around and it's in my pocket, so
right.
it's on my hip. So it's pretty much always very near my body.
Yeah, I mean, and there's people that have kind of sounded an alarm against, you know, sleeping with electronics by you for 50, 60 years. There's
but then
people
why
who,
isn't there a mass epidemic of some really bad things?
Well, that's the question.
Happening.
Is there a mass epidemic of really bad things happening?
Will it be like, you know, 10, 20 years from now because it has to build up in your system? I know
right.
that.
Right,
yeah,
but I mean,
like
maybe somebody else can call and talk about, you know, I don't know if the Bluetooth type of apparatus is, I believe they cut way, way back, and then I think they make something called a shield or something of another that you put behind the battery that's got, like, I don't know, some kind of magnetic deal. But maybe somebody else knows about that.
Yeah,
risky, you know?
Sure. There's whole companies out there now that are making, you know, that are making pretty good money, and maybe they're right. I'm open to the idea that they might be right, where it's like, you know, EMF distorting or EMF disrupting.
Well, if it's
technology.
An electromagnetic field, that's the problem. A Bluetooth device is going to have that too, and
no, right.
We're also exposed to, like, okay, Wi-Fi networks. That those are electromagnetic
yes.
fields,
and
microwaves,
they,
electromagnetic fields.
Right, and they would
fields.
Say all of those are bad. You know, I mean, these
right.
same, these
so
same people.
So, is this where the tinfoil hat comes
well, out? I suppose. I mean, and I don't, I mean, I'm good. I use my smartphone all the time. You know, I'm not
yeah.
going to stop using it. But it's, I mean, unless it did come out that, hey, no, guess what? This thing's killing you.
Yeah. What about, like, just using a headset? Like, you can plug headphones into it, you know, and
there's people, there's some doctors that I respect. I think her name's Nora Roberts. She's big into a lot of really cutting edge science, who she says that, yeah. Use a corded, essentially like a corded device that maybe connects to your smartphone.
Mm.
Or there was people, I mean, even in the 90s, I remember, there was people who said, no, use your car phone. And my dad kept his car phone. And those things, I mean, my God, what those cost a minute to run a car phone. But all because of, you know, these medical scares, which, hey, maybe they were true. You know, I don't know, but these medical scares have said that, no, use the car phone because he uses the car as the antenna and not your head or something. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't remember that one, but I'll
yeah,
take
well,
your word for it.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah, it's interesting to think about. But, yeah, I, as far as I know, all data is inconclusive.
Yeah, well, if anybody else has info that they want to share with
yeah,
us,
call 8, in.
855-450-FREE. Do cell phones cause brain cancer? And thank you, Scott, for calling in tonight. Appreciate
thank
your
you,
call.
Love.
Love our show. Thank you.
That's right.
855.
We love you, too.
450-FREE. We do. We love Scott.
We really do.
Or LRN.FM on Skype. It's Free Talk Live, and there's more coming up. Stay tuned.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods Quick Fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient alien, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallach, David Zareda, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. The conference will coincide with the Perseid meteor shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's the Sunday night show with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
Visit our website. It's freetalklive.com. FreeTalkLive.com is updated every day with a new show. We've got the archives of every show there for you for free up at the top of the page or at archives.freetalklive.com. We also have a SoundCloud page. It's just soundcloud.com/freetalklive. If you prefer to listen to audio on SoundCloud, you can do it that way. And you can also comment within the audio file.
Yeah, SoundCloud is a
SoundCloud.
Yeah, it has a great setup. It really does. Very user friendly, and it's a great way to interact because, again, like you can just comment right at the second that someone says something absolutely ridiculous, and it's a lot of fun.
And then other people will say, "What was that comment all about?"
Yeah, and then someone might call about it if they look at it. So yeah, SoundCloud is really that's a nice little. It's technically a social media network, and it's a great one for what it does.
Yeah, and 855-450-FREE is our phone number here on Free Talk Live. You can also call us on Skype. LRN.FM is our Skype handle. And I'd like to tell you about a new Bitcoin site. It is really awesome. It's something that I use quite a bit, very often. It's blockchain.info. And what a great name, because the Bitcoin blockchain is what Bitcoin is built on. It's the public ledger of all transactions, and blockchain.info gives you info about what's going on in the Bitcoin network, and it also gives you some personal tools that you can use to maximize your Bitcoin power.
Yeah, and it's not exactly new. I mean, it's been around for a while. It's tried and true. It's very, very, you know, and tested.
Okay, yeah, you're right. It's not exactly new, but it is tested, and it is... you know, it's got a solid reputation, and there's a reason for that, because it's great. So blockchain.info is an online Bitcoin wallet, and they also have apps for both Android and iPhone. And now I think you can't get the app in the iPhone store, but if you go to the website, like on your browser, I think you can download it.
Right, or I think if you jailbreak your iPhone,
yes,
you can do that. I have no idea.
Apple blocks some Bitcoin apps.
Right, yeah. Apple's closed source, so I don't really mess with it much. Yeah. But from what I understand, if you jailbreak it, you can actually get it. I mean, blockchain.info is great. You can actually back up your wallet file to the cloud service of your choice, Dropbox, Google Drive. I mean,
or to your hard drive.
You can email it to you, whatever. I mean, there's so many options that they allow for.
You can import private keys from other wallets. You can You can see handy charts of different Bitcoin transactions.
Yeah, great service.
It's really useful. So thanks to fancy encryption techniques, blockchain, the FBI, and even the NSA never have access to your money. In fact, if you're careful, they can't even know how much money you are sending or receiving. The blockchain Duninfo wallet even has tools to easily send or receive your Bitcoins anonymously. It's time for you to join millions of other Bitcoin users. And I think they have a chart of how many users they have, and you can go check it out. I mean, there's hundreds of thousands of wallets, you know, that have been created on this website, and there are millions of Bitcoin users, and a lot of them use blockchain.info. So check it out today and get your free Bitcoin wallet at blockchain.info. And our number one more time is 855-450-FREE. Here on Free Talk Live.
And we got a caller earlier who kind of called me out very nicely. It was a great call.
Yeah. I was not expecting him to be pagan.
Yeah, no,
I saw
I
Tennessee
wasn't either.
And I was like, okay, it's a Christian.
Yeah, exactly.
He wants to talk
right.
to Brian.
Yeah, there we go. It was a great call, you know, saying that you know, I have a very condescending tone when I talk about religion and all that. And he didn't feel that the idea that people have a need or a desire for justice.
Well, he didn't feel that all people...
Right.
I think what he was saying was that that's not the reason that everybody's religious.
Exactly.
Everybody who's religious is religious because they have a need for justice, and it kind of sounded like you were saying
right, that I was... And definitely, I think I misspoke, because no, not all religious people have that. But what I do think is that every single human being, religious or not, has a need and a desire for safety.
Yeah.
To live.
Yeah.
Okay, and... That's why I kind of asked before we came up on the segment. I was asking, you know, is this for personal empowerment? And you know, he mentioned he wanted to like connect with his ancestors, and I imagine a lot of that had to do with safety, all of which is valid. I have a need for safety. I have an absolute need for safety. In fact, that's the reason I'm an atheist, because I don't want the idea of supernatural forces. And I use this this phrase a lot, but the idea that the ground could literally just disappear from underneath me, or that when I throw up a penny, suddenly it'll just float for no physical reason whatsoever. It just floats because some supernatural force called, you know, wanted it to do so. Scares the hell out of me. It scares me to no end that somehow the laws of physics can just instantaneously change for no reason. You know,
so you want to be in touch with reality.
Yeah, and so I want to be well-grounded. And I want to know that when I walk, you know, two steps forward, other than me coming up with some kind of illness, that I can do that, you know, and that the ground isn't just going to disappear. And so my point is that when I mentioned, like, when I talk about justice, I should backtrack that a little bit more in saying that people have a want for safety. And justice is a desire for when your safety is broken. Okay, or you know that justice comes into play. So, but he's absolutely right. No, not everybody is religious because of a desire for justice. But I do think it all does all of that justice and whatever else anyone's reason for being into whatever they're into. I think comes from a need for safety.
Were you sort of trying to relate to them? I mean, because you know, I always like to try to understand where people are coming from, right?
Sure.
And so was that an attempt to kind of get, you know, understand their motivations for being religious or something?
Yeah, absolutely. I want to connect with them. And I mean, I don't want to, like, spend a lot of time with them, especially if they're going to be, you know.
But, I think you're digging yourself into a hole.
Yeah, but I do want to connect. I want to know why. You know, yeah, it's true. I do. I want to know why, you know, they feel what they feel. That's very important. And I mean, and I've had to look into it myself. I've been religious in the past, and
when
you know,
you were religious, what do you think that you got out of it? Like, what needs do you think it was meeting for you?
Oh, a need for justice was definitely there. When I was in the military, there had to be some way to make sense for what I was doing was right. Now, it wasn't right. There is no reason for it to be right, but my brain had to come up with something. Otherwise, it couldn't do it anymore. Of course, eventually it got to a point where it couldn't.
So you had to justify.
I had to justify. You know, which is part of the root of justice. And so that's why, you know, I feel to some degree, at least with the Judeo-Christian, which, you know, the caller properly called out, I think may be accurate, you know, to say that most of the people of that persuasion do have a need for justice. And that's partly why they hold on so tightly to their faith.
I bet a lot of it is also, you know, a need to fit in or to belong to a group, you know.
Well, certainly.
I mean, I remember... You know, I was never really religious voluntarily, but when I was a kid, you know, I remember there was a lot of pressure from those around me to participate in religion because that was what you do as part of your family, and you're in the family, so
right.
you have to do it, you know.
Right.
And, I personally didn't really like it, but I could see that there were lots of people who really wanted to be part of this group and who liked being a part of this community. And do I still have a need to be part of a community? Yeah, absolutely. I'm in the Free State Project,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I mean, and I think that's a pretty deep reason. But my thing with that is, with the idea of wanting community, is that you could find community in atheism.
Yeah, sure.
You know, but as to where I think a lot of people, while anybody can find, I think, can find community in atheism, I don't think anybody mentally can find justice in atheism. In fact, they probably think that, you know, it's just chaos. Because then there is no justice, because no one answers to anybody, you know.
Well, I don't know what you mean by that. Can you tell me more?
I think that a Christian wouldn't feel that atheists, I mean, okay, atheists are statistically some of the most hated people on the planet.
Yeah.
That's accurate,
true.
Right? Okay. Hated more than rapists. Now, why is that? Because they don't answer to anybody. Yeah, in a Christian's mind, an atheist doesn't answer to anybody. That's not saying it's true.
But it's not really true. Because
no, it's not true. But I'm talking about from their mindset, from them looking, is that true? That's the concern, is that an atheist has no, like, morals. Like, that's always the claim, right? Atheists don't have morals. They don't have any guiding light. And so thus there's no justice.
Yeah, but we all know that's not true because...
No, right, it's not true.
Because even when people are not religious, they can have a sense of morality,
yeah.
And...
Amazingly,
they
still do good.
Reality.
Yeah.
Like Ayn Rand said, you can deny reality, you can't deny the consequences of reality, right?
Existence exists.
Yeah, or the consequences of denying reality. I'm sorry. 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. Call it.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-945-9104. That's 1-800-945-9104. 1-800-945-9104. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Bill Carroll here for Blue Tax. Just because the IRS says you owe them a lot of money, are you just going to do what? Throw your hands up in the air and write a check? What are you doing? You got to fight this stuff. Here's what you need to do. Make a free call to Blue Tax right now. Get a second opinion. You got to do at least that. 800-501-7730. Don't let the IRS push you around with collection calls and bank liens and levies and property seizures. Let Blue Tax share some stories about people like you that were being harassed by the IRS and didn't owe what they were told initially. Or they'll tell you stories about how they stopped all IRS collection actions the same day, or how they helped set up installment agreements, or got debts reduced through the proper submission of an offer and compromise. Call Blue Tax right now. It's a free call, totally free, and it can save you a fortune. And get the IRS off your back today. Blue Tax, you can trust them to help you here. Call Blue Tax now at 1-800-501-7730. That's 800-501-7730. One last time, 800-501-7730, or visit BlueTax.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. It's Stephanie with you tonight.
And Brian.
And we're starting off the last segment of tonight's program. So if you want to get your calls in, you better do it quick at 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-FREE. Bring up anything that's on your mind. And you can also call us on Skype. We haven't had any Skype calls this time.
No Skype calls, sadly. I love those. They always sound so good.
They do. They sound great. The audio quality is impeccable. And if you want to lend your voice via Skype, you can do so by Skyping LRN.FM. But in the meantime, I think we're going to talk about something that I just kind of saw out of the corner of my eye on a social media site. And I wanted to read about it. Maybe we can, this is a fairly lengthy article, but I think the gist of it is revealed in the first couple of paragraphs. So,
okay.
It's called, and this is from alternet.org, which admittedly, you know, this is like a liberal website. So just, you know, we pull articles from all different kinds of websites.
Absolutely. Huffington Post, go down the list.
Yeah. Haven't we read like from CNS News before?
Yeah, or even the Washington Times or something, which is like a common conservative paper.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, this doesn't mean that we are in agreement with everything.
Bunch of liberals.
Yeah, even though we get accused of that sometimes. But nevertheless, the headline here is "The Backlash Begins. Indiana makes same-sex marriage a felony punishable by prison."
Which, what state?
Indiana.
Indiana.
Now, what I want to know is how could they do that? So if you're married, if the state has previously granted you a marriage license and you're in a same-sex couple, now you're a felon, or what? I would like to hear the details, so I'm going to read this as fast as I can. On July 1st of 2014, same-sex couples applying for a marriage license in Indiana will have committed a felony punishable by 18 months in prison and a $10,000 fine.
Whoa!
So if you go to apply for a marriage license and you're gay, or you're in a same-sex relationship, then that's the felony. Applying for how dare you ask for permission and be all gay and stuff. The new crime stems from the revival of a 1997 law forbidding false information on a marriage license as a Class D felony. It will also make it a Class B misdemeanor, punishable by up to 180 days in jail, and a maximum fine of $1,000 for clergy, judges, and others to perform a same-sex marriage. So they're hitting them where it hurts. Not only is it illegal now to apply for a marriage license if you are in a same-sex relationship, but also it's a misdemeanor for anybody to marry you.
So a godly clergyman has to answer to the state.
Right. I bet they don't like that.
Whoa, wait a minute. This should be scary stuff.
The new civil rights movement explains how the new rule works. Because Indiana marriage license forms have a space for male applicant, in quotes, and female applicant, quotes, any same-sex couple filling out the form would automatically violate the law. The harsh penalties Indiana lawmakers have approved make it difficult for protest movements like the Campaign for Southern Equality's We Do campaign, which encourages same-sex couples to apply for marriage licenses as a protest in states that prohibit same-sex marriages. Same-sex marriage is already illegal in Indiana, but legislators are contemplating adding a ban in an amendment to the state's constitution.
Wow.
The vote will be held in January to March 2014 legislative session. So
are they giving any reason why they...
Well, judging by the headline of this piece, which actually turned out to be pretty short for an alternate piece, it says the backlash begins, so I'm assuming that this is a reaction to the repeal of the Defense of Marriage Act, the Federal Defense of Marriage Act.
Wow. So... it sounds almost cliche on this show, but really, the government can define love?
They can't define love, but they can define who gets the permission slip to be in a legally recognized partnership with their significant other.
See, that becomes the next question, is define marriage for, you know, because I hear that a lot from people where there's people who, you know, who aren't pro-gay relationships, who will say, it's like, well, no, they can love each other, they just can't get married. And marriage is what, then?
They need to have their word, Brian.
Right.
Their word is very special to them.
It's
going to ruin their straight marriage.
That's the thing. I mean, is marriage love or isn't it? So what are you defining?
Well, no, marriage is not love, actually. Marriage has never been about love. Marriage is a legal institution that was... You know, fundamentally started in a time where women could not stand on their own and were considered property. And they went from being their dad's property to their husband's property.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me there was a time when women didn't have full rights?
Oh, yes.
I don't believe it. They run the world.
Well, in some places in the world, they still don't have full rights. You know, they still don't have...
Where?
They're not treated equally to men.
Where?
Like, for instance, you can't drive in Saudi Arabia if you're a woman.
What?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. No. I thought men were the ones being held down here. What are you talking about?
Well, okay, fine. We're all oppressed in some ways, you know, by this oppressive state system that we live in. But, yeah, it's true. Marriage is an old institution that's left over from a very, very different time. And it's really not about love. It's a legal thing.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, obviously I was being, facetious or whatever. I mean,
sure.
Marriage is designed, it's a transference of property. Part of that property is the woman.
Yeah, that's why it's man and wife.
Yeah.
It's not man and woman.
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, interestingly, where does the word wife come from?
Oh, we just watched a TED Talk about
this.
Yeah, there's... So the word wife apparently has roots in the... Some Slavic word or something that means both vulva and shame.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there you go. Wife.
Yeah. No, I mean, I can say... I mean, myself, I never understood... Like, I don't understand the fascination with marriage... In the first place, at least not anymore. Certainly there was a time where I did. But.
Well, I mean, from the time, I can speak of growing up as a girl, you know, and then a woman, it's like you're told from the minute that you are born that, like, someday you're going to have the most special day of your life and
you're going to put on a beautiful dress.
And Prince Charming is going to come and sweep you off your feet.
What
and
you
your
get to
dad
do after
is
going to
give you away as though you belong to your dad. And and it's going to be this fairy tale. And then you'll have to, like, basically do all this unpaid household labor and have kids for this guy. And, you know.
But you had that awesome 24 hours, didn't
you?
Yeah,
right. But, I mean, that's kind of what you're told, you know. And it's very pervasive. And, you know, you see all these pictures of fairy tale weddings and so forth. And, you know, I'm sure you could have that without the legal institution or anything like that. Right?
Oh, sure. Yeah, you can just, do it all Braveheart.
Marriage comes with a set of terms, and the terms aren't really defined by the people who are in the couple.
Right.
You know, it's like, it's, It's kind of like a default kind of
institution. You know, I mean, even with marriage being all of that, that is, while I don't think it's very, it can't be like voluntary in its very existence, that is between people. That is not for the state of Indiana to say what it is and isn't.
Oh, yeah, you know, absolutely.
And it's something that really just has to go away in general, okay? I mean, I want gay people to do whatever they want to do.
Well, the problem is that the state grants all these privileges to married people, and at the which it doesn't grant to single people.
Right.
So, like, for instance, you know, if you have a partner and your partner dies, you know, you can, if you're legally married, you can inherit their property and you won't have to pay a huge amount of taxes on it.
Right.
There was this case where there was like a lesbian couple and they weren't able to get legally married, and like one of the ladies died, and her wife or her girlfriend had to pay this like huge tax because she got the house, and so it was like she got this gift or something, and they taxed her on it as though she had received a gift. Whereas if they were married, she wouldn't have had to pay anything because it would have been joint property. So she called it like the lesbian tax or something. And so, I mean, there's just all kinds of examples like that, or you know, hospital visitations, or immigration is a huge one. I mean. So if you have a cross-border relationship that goes across these imaginary lines, you know, if you're straight or if you're heterosexual or your relationship is between a man and a woman, you know, then you can bring your partner to live with you.
See, I thought the whole thing of why marriage is between a man and a woman is because it's like this holy institution. And I'm trying to think. I know a lot of holy books. And I don't remember reading all of those things that you get in the marriage institution.
Well, no. Yeah, no. I mean, it has some other things to say about marriage, but not these state privileges. So the problem is these privileges that are given by the state.
Yeah.
And, you know, if those didn't exist, it wouldn't be such a big problem that gay people have a hard time getting married. And we're out of time for tonight. It's been Stephanie.
And Brian.
And you can visit our website at freetalklive.com. We'll see you tomorrow at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Have a great night.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.